I tell you what, I got a room full of radios, all kinds of radios that are stacked up all over the place.
I can hear you. There's a little static, but I can still I can hear you clear.
That's a good thing. It's mostly quiet out here, but every once in a while there's some loud noises come through.
I was telling you, I don't know if you got that. I'm a mechanical engineer, and I'm in the automotive supply. So I work for a company that makes car parts.
That's pretty cool. We're both engineers. I'm the railroad type, and you're the car type.
It's a crazy industry.
Yeah, we have two Ford plants up here. There's one a little east of me and one way out west. There's two Ford plants.
Yeah, we supply mainly to the big what we call a tier one, so the big names, the big companies that make the sub assemblies or the systems, and then those guys will send that assembly to the car plant, let's say to the Ford, to GM. So we supply to these guys, and then they just put our parts into their system.
Well, that's cool. I used to work over at the steel mill over there. We had 30 miles of track inside the steel mill, and I was mostly sorting out cars and putting a train together to shove inside the steel mill.
Is that at the Rouge plant down the river?
Republic Steel. The Mexicans bought that steel mill, and I retired before they got in there.
Got it. We actually have some parts that go on some of the, I think it's like a, I'm thinking of a tram type of train down in Phoenix, and it's the industrial guys, so it's our industrial division that does this, so I may have a chance to go down there to Phoenix and see some of those parts put on the carts soon, but yeah, that would be one train application that we have some parts on.
So that's down there where they have the tramway, huh?
Yeah, I think they're on the trams, and we work with the Demons. So that's a company that makes the motors. So we're more in the coupling business, so we supply some couplings for those train applications.